Now that we discussed exactly when you establish the yortzeit, hiluk between year number one and year number two, so now the sheila is, let's factor in when you have leap years. For example, this year we have Shnei Adarim. And there's a very important rule, even though it's a machloket as well, but we'll give you the bottom line rule. The first year is a calculation, as well as the subsequent years, is a 12-month calculation. So technically, in the leap year, you're not going to, or a person is not going to commemorate the yortzeit on the day itself, because the date is going to be 13 months. And therefore, one has to commemorate the yortzeit a month before. Again, because you have to calculate Shnei Adarim, it's an extra month. So it's going to be actually a month before the actual anniversary date when the year is a leap year. So therefore, anybody that passes away, lo alechem, and let's say, passed away, let's say, in the month of Shevat of this year, right? Or even the month of Adar of this year. So one has to keep in mind that at least the first year, it's a 12-month calculation and not a 13-month, and therefore the day would be commemorated 12 months. However, in the subsequent years, as we said, then the date itself would be Yom HaMitah, because everybody holds that. In the subsequent years, you have no problem. The second and on would be Yom HaMitah, according to all the opinions. That's something that Lo Alechem, everybody should have Nehama, if they're in this position, but to keep in mind exactly how to calculate that. Now that's the Shitav Rabbi Pinchasi as well in Ilchot Semachot in Chaim V'Chesed Dafshin Mim Gimel Adam Sheneftar B'Shana Me'uberet B'Chodesh Tevet Al Abanim Likbo At Yom Pekudat Avim B'Shana Rishona B'Tashum Shneim Asar Chodesh B'Chodesh Kislev V'Lo B'Chodesh Tevet Shu Chodesh Shalosh Asre, but not in the month of Tevet, which would be the obviously the 13th month.